On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Aaron Aysen is here, and we're talking about cyber risks to business. I saw some figures recently that 60% of small businesses fold after being hacked. Do you think that's true?
That's probably about where it is. Small businesses have a tendency, well, small and medium-sized businesses, which we're going to define as anything 250 employees or fewer, tend to be more susceptible to a cyber attack for a variety of reasons. First, because their policies and procedures tend to invite hackers to break in. For example, one recent survey that came out from a major computer security company said that some 77% say that they have a strong cybersecurity and online safety posture. However, 60% of respondents don't have any contingency plans. So as a result, you have kind of this situation where the company thinks that they're okay, but in reality they aren't. And hackers know this. And so they end up being small, medium-sized businesses tend to be the low-hanging fruit. And you'd be amazed what kind of information a small and medium-sized business actually carries. And you don't even necessarily have to have the information from customers, such as names, credit card information, dates of birth, driver's license numbers, etc. What about your employees? You have their social security numbers. You have their dates of birth.
I would think that when a company calls, they're calling afterward.
Unfortunately, that tends to be the case. However, we would actually prefer that people call beforehand, if for no other reason than a lot can be done to prevent these types of attacks. Prevention is so critical here, because so many of these things can be prevented by such basic things such as good written policies about what you can and cannot do on the internet, what you can and cannot put on social media, training employees on how to recognize something that we call social engineering. There was a business here in Buffalo where the employee received a phone call from the quote unquote IT department, and it actually turned out to be somebody who was just trying to get their login information. Well, this employee sensed something was wrong, hung up, contacted somebody that she knew in IT, and as it turns out, it was somebody just trying to hack into their business.
You've talked several times about written policy. I mean, this is the computer age. Is somebody supposed to have a book on their desk of, you know, be careful with Facebook or don't give out login or something like that?
Absolutely. These written policies basically tell the employee that this business is very, very serious about cybersecurity. And especially if it comes from the CEO. If it just comes from the IT department, some employees are going to say, well, I may not understand this. This is coming from the IT department. It's going to be technical jargon and just leave it alone. But if it comes from the CEO or the owner of the small business or somebody from, you know, on the proverbial top floor of the building, then this employee is going to say, this is important.
A lot of companies, I suspect, would say, yeah, I've got insurance for this.
Cyber insurance is a very, it's a good product, and it really can go a long way to helping a small, medium-sized business after an attack. One of the things that I don't think a lot of people recognize is just how expensive a cyber attack can cost. One recent estimate put it at about $188,000 for an attack. After an attack takes place, we are talking about there are a variety of expenses, including things like auditing and investigating to actually see what happened. If certain criteria are met, then you need to notify government officials and law enforcement. Once that's done, then you potentially need to notify customers depending on what kind of attack takes place. And then if the customers find out, well, they're going to want things like credit monitoring for a year, free credit monitoring for a year. And then there may be attorney's fees and all these and litigation costs and everything else. And it just and that's not even talking about all of the business disruption that it's, you know, all the disruption that it's going to cause your business while all of your employees are trying to figure out what happened instead of actually doing their jobs. So cyber insurance can actually go a long way, depending on the policy, in helping to cover some of these costs. The problem is that some people actually believe that cyber insurance is their entire comprehensive risk management strategy when it comes to protecting their data. And that is simply not the case. It helps on the back end.
Today here on You and the Law, Aaron Azen has been here, and we've been talking about cyber risks. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.